Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain. I never gave up.
Y'all, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening, world? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm in the house. It's been a long time coming, but a change was going to come, you know. We here. We here. Happy Friday to everyone. Go ahead and clap that up. I got my DJ on the ones and the twos. What's happening, DJ? Somebody said, oop, there it is. Oop, there it is. They tried to hold Greg's head down in the ground like a mole, but I come out in the name of Jesus, fighting just like Mike Tyson. Here I am. I'm in the house. Happy Friday, each and every one. I want to welcome you in to the new season of the Greg Shell Show. We are super excited. First of all, just to be alive, to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Number two, just to tell somebody that you can be all you got to, you can be all you want to be, and you don't have to go to the army. You can go to the army of Jesus. And this is not a religious show. This is a show about building relationships and building value through the written word of God, and just knowing that you can do exceedingly and abundantly and above. Only if you believe with mustard seed faith. We got an amazing show lined up for you today. Ooh-wee, happy pre-Thanksgiving to each and everyone that's listening today. Hopefully you got about 5 turkeys and you can split them in half and go share them with your neighbors down the street, up the street, around the street. Right here on the Greg Shell Show. I got, before I go any further, I got to introduce my co-host. She's in the house all the way out of Houston, Texas, none other than my sister, my partner, my friend, DJ Prayer. What's happening?
I am not out of Houston, Texas.
Oh, because you didn't move.
No.
Oh.
I wasn't born in Houston.
Oh.
I was born in the 8th. In the big 8th.
You were born in
the
8th? What?
Yeah, Yellow Jacket Pride.
Oh. Oh,
you don't know nothing about it.
Oh, well, first of all, it's been a long time. I miss you, sis. I miss you, DJ Craig. You and your husband, DJ Red Bull. Give him a hung, a thumbs up.
Well, you're supposed to sing it when you say it. It's been a long, long
okay.
time.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.
Yeah.
DJ Prayer was going to be on the, I prayed she would be on the air with me today. Ooh,
yeah. It sounds good, but you got to get on beat.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got an amazing, I know you don't have much time. Everybody can't get a hold of today, Pastor, because they got about 10 bodyguards. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That was wrong. But I got on the... on the airways with me all the way out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the senior pastor of Jesus Team Ministry. I serve as his armor bearer. We've been down like 4 flats for years in the name of Jesus, and he's on the line. He's one of the most well-sought-after pastors out there because he tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And when people hear the truth, they'll tell it says a lie. But the truth is the truth, and a lie is a lie, no matter how you put it. Here he is. All the way out of Fort Lauderdale. He's a singer. He's a reggae rapper. He's an author of a book. He's been in movies. He even did it all. And he's here on the Greg Shell Show today, this morning. Y'all give it up for none other than Pastor Trevor R. Wallace. The musical name is TRW, the real word. And he's in the house with the Greg Shell Show. What's happening, man?
Praise the Lord, my brother. What's happening? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing. What's going on, man? I'm glad I was able to grab you, boy, because you too hot to handle and too cold to hold.
Well, I tell you, you know, I'm extremely busy, but God is good, man. I'm glad I got a chance to come on the air with you today and chop it up, and good to hear DJ Prayer again and to hear you guys having a good old time praising the Lord and shaming the devil.
You know what to say. You know what I mean? When people hear about this and that, you know, they get it caught up. But, you know, God wants you to live on the earth because he ain't got nobody in the earth to work. You're going to be dead. You can't work up there because you got to wait on him to come back again.
Well, can I share a little something that the Lord placed in my heart, my brother?
You sure can. Let's do this first. If you would, give them a backdrop on who you are, and then let's go into what you was going to share with the world today.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just a servant, man. Pastor Trevor R. Wallace, senior pastor of Jesus Team Ministries, author of the book Wired for Greatness, Volume 1, Volume 2. Just a servant, senior pastor and father, recording artist. Done a lot of stuff, but the biggest thing that I am is just a servant of the Most High God. I love Jesus. I love God the Father. And I make it my duty to share that love and express how good God is, you know, when I meet people or do TV appearance, radio appearance, whatever. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. I don't want people looking at me like, oh, I'm just a vessel, a messenger. And I figure if God can speak through a donkey, he can speak through me because I'm a little more intelligent than a donkey, you know. I have a better language. I have a better way of communicate and not say ee-haw, you know, so I can reach somebody by telling them about Jesus. You know,
well,
but for real though, you know, that's what I do. I'm just a servant, man. I want to please the Lord. Am I perfect? No. I make mistakes, say things, do things, and the Spirit of God said, Trevor, don't do that no more. And I said, okay, I'm not doing it no more. And I want to encourage someone today to let you know that, you know, even though you feel as if the devil is beating up on you, God has this word for you. In Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage someone to keep the faith. Don't give up. God is going to complete what he started in you. I know it's rough. I know it's tough. You get burned out. You get tired, you know, and sometimes fear trying to get the better of you. But here's the problem. If you allow fear to lead you and determine your steps, then nothing will change. And if you do not change, then you can't grow. If you don't change, you can't accomplish your mission. There's change needed to go to the next level. And fear will keep you in your comfort zone, and you don't want to make that change. I'm telling you right now, if you want God to accomplish what he has planned for your life, allow him to make changes. Sometimes it's the people you're hanging out with. Sometimes it's the environment. It depends. But if you pray, God will show you what changes need to be made so you can accomplish his good and perfect will for your life. I'm telling you right now, somebody needs to hear this because it's what Spirit of God dropped in my heart, and I don't talk just to waste time. I just want to, you know, reveal what he shared, and that's what I'm doing. As much as I receive from him, I pass it on to you, and you can do with it as you will. But God bless you. I know that it's not long, short, but it's serious business. God is going to complete what he set out to accomplish in you, but you have to be willing to listen by faith and change some things so he can get it done in your life. To God be the glory. That's my spiel,
hey, go ahead and clap that up. Go ahead and clap that up, DJ Prep. Clap that up. Woo-wee. Cause somebody, I was dealing with fear. I had the fear. I had the fear. The devil was in my ear telling me, you know you can't do this and that and this and this and this and this. And then I remembered the still, soft voice of God saying, you can do all things through me who strengthen you. So thank you, man of God, for those words of encouragement, because so many people, they running after fame, which is fame. When you get the fame, you're going to get some blame, too. So just know that come with it. Run after Jesus, and he'll give you all the fame and the game and the same. You can get the same blessing that you think them that they getting, but it's going to be better because you ain't going to be running behind nobody, and you ain't got to be chasing something, chasing the wind. So we welcome that affirmation. I call it the affirmation right here on the Greg Shell Show. Man of God, I know you've been in the movie. We've been in the movies together. We was in a movie called American Bad Boy. You know, we was in the church scene, y'all. Y'all that's listening, you know, ain't nobody religious out here. But, you know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 that there's a time for everything under the sun. So you can dance a little bit. I can't dance with my wife off Shirley Caesar, but I can dance with her off of some Luther. So let's just keep it 100, you know what I mean? He ain't blessing your clothes, he's blessing your soul. And so we're excited. Man of God, if someone listening out there right now that's, you know, trying to make it in the music entertainment industry, because you are a music producer, you wear various hats. You have a record label, all that stuff right there, Winning Team Records. If they were trying to make it in the entertainment industry, what would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to our audience today?
Well, the first thing is, you know, it's not as simple as it seems to be. It's not just a matter of having the talent. You know, it takes more than talent to make it in this industry. You have to have persistency. You have to have humility. You have to be willing to put in the work, because things don't always happen when you think it's going to happen. But if you keep on knocking on the door, and if you're recording a song, I'm going to say this real quick. If you're recording a song, don't record a song that you figure will be our right song as a filler on the album. Every song you record, if it does not feel like a hit or sounds like a hit to you, chances are it's the way they're going to look at it, like, okay, it's not a hit. And if it's not a hit in this, you know, so it's a really, really competitive industry, the music industry. Everybody got a record. So if you don't have a hit record, chances are you're not going to make it to the limelight. You're not going to get out there like that. So if you're doing something, you know, pray hard about it. I'm hoping that, you know, you're doing good, clean music, and God will direct you and, you know, give you the wisdom to make it a hit. But that's the main advice I can. Don't just record something that's mediocre, that, okay, I can just use it as a filler. No. Record what you deem to be a hit. If it don't sound like a hit, redo it. You know, make some changes.
Well, watch this. I know you only have a couple more minutes left, and y'all want to go again and let the world know that this is none other than Pastor Trevor R. Wallace, the senior pastor at Jesus Team Ministries in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, located at 7323 West Oakland Park Boulevard. Now, man of God, I know you got various sermons. I know you done traveled all over the world, through and for and in the world and all of that. Now, if someone wanted to come hang out with you, how could they get in contact with you?
Well, the best thing to do is go to our website, JesusTeamTV.com. JesusTeamTV.com. It has the information about the church. We have our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is Jesus Team TV. We got tons of sermons on there. I mean, hundreds. So the best thing to do is go to the website, JesusTeamTV.com, and you get, you know, address, phone number, all that good stuff. All right? So that's the best way to come find us. But we're in Lauderdale, Florida, and our service times are Sunday mornings at 11 and Thursday evening Bible studies at 7 p.m. So you can, again, go to JesusTeamTV.com and on YouTube, Team TV, all one word, no space. Yeah.
Real good. Well, listen, you guys, for those that don't know, we have this new, we're going to have a section in the on the Greg Shell Show called Spiritual Oxygen, where he's going to be coming on sharing some spiritual oxygen with you so you can breathe, so you don't die spiritually. And that's going to be coming. These are going to be some of the new pieces that's going to be taking place on the Greg Shell Show. We're going to have the Hollywood Report coming all the way out of Hollywood with none other than Foster Quarter, Hollywood producer. We also have we're going to be doing jazz. We're going to have jazz in the mornings. We're going to have trail ride music. So we're going to have a variety of different formats of music. And look like we're going to be coming on in the morning time, doing the morning drive. So businesses, if you're out there, you're listening, you can listen to the Greg Shale Show in your businesses and, you know, listen to some great uplifting, empowering empowering music and stuff. So real quick, you know, man of God, I know you're getting ready to go real quick. What would be your closing remarks as you cut out?
Well, I've been watching the events going on with the Israel and Palestine war, and I'm convinced that if these jokers don't quit their foolishness over there, then they're going to speed up the rapture. And when we're raptured out of here, then Antichrist is going to come on the scene, which I believe is already alive. He's going to come on the scene and say, okay, Israel, Palestine, let's sit down and sign a 7-year peace treaty. And they're going to do it. And then after the first 3.5 years, that demon is going to let everyone know they have to take his mark or off with their heads. So that's what I'm seeing right now happen in the world. So anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, my advice to you is repent today. Don't delay. Don't wait till tomorrow. Give your life to Jesus today. You may think you're living it up, you're partying, you're hanging out, you're doing your stuff, you're boozing, drugging, partying, whatever it is that you're doing, sleeping around, whoever you're sleeping with, you figure you're living the life. But I'm telling you right now, life without Christ is not a real life. It's fictional, it's fantasy life. But when you have Christ, that's when you truly start to live. So that's my final remark. That's my encouragement to repent of your sins. And let me do this. If you want to repent of your sins right now, just repeat after me. Say, Lord God, I confess that I'm a sinner. But today, Lord, I repent of all my sins. And I turn to you. Wash me clean. Make me new.
And make me new.
Thank you, Jesus. For dying on the cross for me. And for being raised.
On the third day.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And stay with me. From this day forward. I am yours. And I thank you, Lord. For saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Yo, those that's listening out there today, I just want to encourage you. I've said the sinner prayer. I say it over and over. I can say it 5 or 6 times a day. But man of God, I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us today. Go ahead and clap that up, DJ Prayer, for the man of God hanging out with us today right here exclusively on the Greg Shale Show on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all can tune in Monday through Friday. We'll be on from 11 a.m. until 12 noon with the Greg Shale Show. We will be live. Man of God, thank you so much for being on the show today, man. I'm going to call you a little later on in the day and let's chop it up. Maybe I can get some what they call that, some curry goat and some peas and rice. Make sure you dip a lot of gravy on it because I like it wet.
To God be the glory, brother. All right,
brother. Thank you so much. We got another caller on the line. Call on the line. What's happening?
Caller. Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's going on? Who I had the pleasure of talking with?
Oh, man, this your manager, man. Wayne Cunningham, your new manager. And me with XO, my artist is right here too.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's happening, Atlanta? ATL in the house. What's going on?
Yes, sir. ATL is in the house. Everything is going
good. How y'all
good.
Doing? Happy Friday. What y'all thought about that affirmation?
I loved it. Actually, I really did love it. Like he was really talking about some real stuff, and like he was telling the truth. He was speaking truth. Like what he was just saying. Like who all wants to give their life to God and go to God to do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Cause tomorrow is never promised. And
now
I
that's
really like,
what you call the REEL. REEL means reeling people back to realization and back to what it is. Cunningham, first of all, welcome to the show, and I know you got your artist with you. I want y'all to say hey to my engineer. She's all the way out of Houston, Texas. That's DJ Prayer on the ones and twos. DJ Prayer, say what's happening to my new manager. She probably feeding the dog or the horses or something. She be doing that
the
kind
horses.
Of stuff right there.
Not
yeah,
the
she got horses, man, and I tried to ride it, and the things on the horse neck felt like a row of knives going in my butt. I said, that ain't my action.
I
can't ride a horse.
Huh? You got to ride, put a saddle on him. You was riding him bareback.
Even with the saddle on, it's just uncomfortable for me. I am not a horse rider. I pick up a microphone, though, and rock it.
Right,
so
yeah.
Tell me
yeah,
a little bit.
Put it right there.
I ain't no cowboy. I like the city. I don't like nothing that deal with animals. I got a cat, though. My daughter got a cat. I like the cat. His name's Caesar. He's a bougie cat, too. He's a bougie cat. He black and white. He a tuxedo cat. And he look at them other cats outside and say, I know y'all wish y'all was in here with me, but I'm out here. I'm eating caviar and all that stuff like that.
Caviar. Whoa. Adding caviar. Must be
yeah,
nice.
he a bougie cat, and when he wants treats, he'll come measure. He say meow, 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 that million times. You to get him somewhere he want, and he get it too, cause he royalty.
Yep, he
yeah. You know, outside of Greg, I want to mention. You know, I got to give a shout out to Yoda World Entertainment.
Woo-woo! Yoda Woo-woo! World, Yoda.
And that's my new corporation, my business. Right,
yes, sir.
And we linked with some of the best, and everybody that I'm linked with, I know how it happened, but it's pretty much unheard of, not unheard of, it don't happen often. Everyone that's
correct.
Involved are soldiers for God. True soldiers, REEL. This ain't something I'm making up, it's just what it is.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wanted to just say this. First of all, it's an honor to be able to have, you know, such a qualified manager, because everybody else that was trying to manage me, they couldn't even manage themselves. So I'm saying, how you going to manage me? You can't, I'm telling you what to do. So the moral of the story is you got the credentials and just, you know, God gave the okay. So I'm really excited about that piece, and you know, looking forward to the big show that we're going to be doing December the 9th. I don't know if it's going to be in Montgomery, Alabama, or is it going to be in Fort Lauderdale or Orlando. We still getting it out because my the manager there, he had a heart attack. So we want y'all to pray for Pastor Aaron Motley. He's out there in Montgomery, Alabama. He was the studio station manager for TBN for over 30 years, and we just want to give a love shout out to him, and we're praying for a speedy recovery for Aaron Motley out there in Montgomery, Alabama, because we're going to do an in-house live studio taping for the Greg Shell Show. Just to let y'all know, we're available with our radio broadcast, 7 million households, and as we get ready, prepare to launch our new TV network, TGS, the Believers Network, in January of 2024. We'll be available in 172 million households. We also extend a pay-per-view platform as well. We got new movies coming out called In the Pastor's Study. It's coming in 2024. We want y'all to get geared up for the movie, the TV series, the stage play and the new book. It's coming your way in January 2024. Check out our new movie on Tubi called Full Time Pimpin'. Full Time Pimpin'. I was one of the co-stars in the movie. An amazing time. We filmed it in Atlanta, Georgia. What you thought about it? I know you say you've seen half of it. What you thought about it, man?
Well, it's an exciting movie. It's a movie that you can't anticipate what's going to happen. Yeah, I like those.
Well, it's gonna be a TV series and starting January 2024. We're actually gonna have the executive producer. He will be on the airways with us hopefully this Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, happy pre-Thanksgiving to each and everyone that's listening. If you would, tell me a little bit about your new artist. You got another artist that's going to be hitting the stage, real soon, and I'm looking forward to working and collaborating with her as well. Tell me a little bit about her.
Well, it really would be, she's a very bright young lady who went through things in her life, and this is what she put in her music, some real stuff. You know, and she from the street, but she's making the transition because of her rearing that she's with God, because she realized that she can't do nothing without God. And God put me in her life as a guardian angel. Yeah, all at the same time, this is for you. For the works that you've done. She's young, she's beautiful, talented, and spiritual, most of all. But she has things on YouTube, and you can look at view this stuff at OSKO.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Go ahead and get in the mic. Go ahead and get in the mic.
Go ahead, babe.
All right.
Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good today, sir. I'm doing great. I hope today everyone is having a great day. Shout out to everybody. What's good? I go by Mila.
What's up?
And everything that he did say is true. I am from the streets. I'm from the streets, but was raised in a very well put together home, but was just, you know, a reckless child, just a bad little child,
yeah.
Want to be bad.
Sheltered.
Yeah.
But I was sheltered, and I didn't get to really see much of the world, but then I seen the world, but I only seen the bad. I didn't really see the good, so I didn't really think it was blessings out there. And just like being like out in the street and then running into Mr. Big C right here, running into him.
Big C.
Yep, Yoda Records. Like I see Yoda World.
Yoda
World. And like seeing him and then him being a blessing and then me just asking him for just simply $5. I literally just said, hey, I just want $5, just jokingly wise. And he was like, okay. He said, here you go. And gave me $5, and I was just like, thank you. And I was just like, that's a blessing automatically. And
looking
I was
looking for
like,
nothing in return.
Right, and he wasn't looking for anything in return. He said, here you go. And then, like, I was, like, right after that, he left. And then next thing you know, I got a call, and I had received this call, and then I had heard all this bad news. I had begun to get mad. This was the devil pretty much trembling in. So then pretty much I had like got these thoughts in my mind of hurting myself or hurting someone else because of what I know. Like I know what I have done, like what I've been through, like how I've been, you know, like how jail ain't none to me. And it's just like now it's I don't know how to explain it. It's just like it was like God. It was all God. And I could really like cry just talking about this. But it was all God because literally I remember like literally listening on the phone. Listening onto the phone and I was just listening to like my friend, what she was telling me and everything. And she was just crying. And I was just thinking in my head all these bad thoughts. So next thing you know, one of the people that was in the house said, hey, that guy that came early to get you at $5, he wants to come get you and take you to his house. I said, no.
Wow.
I told them no, because I was angry at the time and wasn't thinking. I had the devil on my shoulder in my ear and had that angel on my shoulder just sitting there just like, I'm gonna let God work with this one. I'm going to just let God work this one. And then next thing you know, it's just like as soon as he pulled up, in my mind, God was just like, go. Go now.
Wow.
Were you suicidal at
yes,
that time?
Yes, I was.
What do you think would have happened if God hadn't sent a Savior to save the one that needs to be uplifted?
My goodness.
And reminded that who you are somebody.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter what people think about you. You are who you are, and that's the thing people don't do is allow a person to grow into themselves. Like Brother
Correct.
Was speaking,
thank you.
Red was
thank
speaking
you.
Earlier
thank you.
About transitioning, changing. So she's on
good.
That path. She would not have been here. She'd have committed suicide.
Yes,
not,
I was literally
came back.
Yes. Like literally when I got the call, when I heard them get the call, I was in the restroom. And literally like when I heard the call, I was like, I'm not going and all that. And then next thing you know, I was like, go. God said go. And I literally went with him. When I got into the car, he was like, I just want you to come in and I want you to chill. I want you to be yourself. I want you to be comfortable. And when we got literally to his house, literally sat down, and I'm still sitting here just waiting, thinking, just looking around. Literally, he literally turned on music, and he was like, what type of music do you like to listen to? He was like, here you go. And we sat there the whole night and laughed. And literally, he uplifted me to the point where I literally cried the rest of the night when he went to go upstairs to go to bed. I cried. And it wasn't tears of pain or sadness. It was tears of joy because I was like, Lord, I said, God, like, you are good. Like, God is good at all times because he knows the type of, like, how I am with men and being vulnerable. Like, I'm not a vulnerable female. I'm an independent female. And being that it was somebody out, and I literally took their hand and grabbed onto it, and now we working together. And now look at this, Yoda World Records, Mila XO is an artist tied to it. And I'm doing stuff just like he's an amazing, and he's funny as ever. Like, don't even let me get started on that. He's an amazing person, like.
Well, let's do this. Y'all are just, this story is just so amazing. DJ Prayer, are you there? Can you clap that up, please? Clap that up. I don't know if you stepped out or whatever, but. That this is what this show is about. Y'all, we're going to be doing TV, and I would love to have you. Oh, that's a real hand clap there. We're going to be doing
while she's feeding the horses.
We're going to be doing the TV show live soon, and I would love for you to tell your testimony on our platform. Are you open for that?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to let you know we're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. Again, that's www.ExploreResorts.com, where we can give you some luxurious trips domestically and internationally, all-inclusive internationally for as low as $498. That includes everything. Only thing you'd have to do is get there. So in order to retrieve that that type of discount, you got to be a member of the Greg Shell Show, and you can do that by calling 689-286-8825. Again, you can visit the website. You can see what those trips normally go for, and I was able to tap in to a major, to a major connection where we can get these trips as low as $498. Matter of fact, you're going to get two trips for one. You're going to get one domestically and one internationally. The one internationally is going to be all-inclusive. The one domestically, you're going to have to take a one-hour tour, but you still can get four nights, 5 days in Orlando, Branson, Missouri, a whole bunch of different places that you can come hang out. Two-bedroom condo like that, specifically right here on the Greg Shell Show. Now, with that being said, Brother Wayne, you had Brother Jesse James on the show the other night saying he can do bad by himself. I let my wife heard it, and she was like, oh, okay, she thought she heard it. But I know that was an iconic hit. And Brother Jesse James, you out there listening, want to let you know your music was amazing and will always be amazing music because you're an iconic artist. Greg Shell, new album getting ready to drop. What do you think about it? My new manager, Mr. Cunningham, how we getting down with that? Because we got a whole bunch of stuff we can ready to pop off with.
Well, you know, I'm ready. You ready. And so what we're going to do, save it for later. I love it.
We're getting the tour next year.
Oh, yeah.
There goes the new song, y'all. Y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be back in a little bit. We'll be closing out at 12 noon. We want to tell everyone to listen in.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
In this life that I live, there is so much confusion, so much pain. There are times when I want to give up, but I kept the faith when the going got tough. I made it through the storm. I made it through the rain. I never gave up. God's so real. I made it through the storm. I made it through the rain.
I made it.
I never gave up.
Like I'm not gonna make it. That's the devil
trying to steal the joy that you have.
Go down on your knees, pray each and every day. Gotta step in and he will make a way.
So I made it through the rain. I never gave up.
God's love.
I made it through the storm. I made
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops gonna get what's coming to you. God's word
to be played with.
God's word
to be manipulated.
God's word
to be twisted.
God's word with
people.
Show we live. We got less than 10 minutes, you guys, on the air. Hopefully y'all are enjoying this drive on a Friday, a beautiful Friday morning. Hopefully you're doing your great things. You ain't letting nobody steal your joy. No matter what you're going through, just know God got you. got your hand and he can walk you through any circumstance or any situation. No matter how hard it gets, it can get rough. I'm telling you, the waves get rough and the turbulence get rough, but just hold on to God's unchanging hand and you definitely can walk on water. Right here on the Greg Shell Show, we got a lot of great things going to be happening really, really soon. Again, like we said, we brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com, where you can get some luxurious vacations at a low price. We'll talk more about that on tomorrow. We'll be back on tomorrow morning. Lock us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen live from your vehicle. Just attach your Bluetooth, and you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3 behind it. We also brought to you today on behalf of Kirby Capone Productions, all the way out of Houston, Texas. She's in the house. I know she's extremely busy, but I want to thank her for hanging out. We got DJ Prayer on the ones and twos as we get ready to close out. Brother Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Brother Grace, are you on the line? Hold on.
HighwayBigSavings.org.
Is HighwayBigSavings.org?
I'm back.
What's happening, DJ Prayer? You've been hanging out with the wolves, ain't you?
No. Only like the sheep. And they're more peaceful.
Oh, the sheep. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Somebody just walked in. Hey, y'all. What's happening? This Reverend Dynamite. Sharp. I'm sharp this morning, too. I'm so sharp. My fingernails sharp. I had to fly follow them a little bit today. I'm biting on them right now. They cut my tongue. Dang, I'm bleeding like a horse.
I'm
hey, y'all, that Greg Shell, boy, that Greg Shell, that boy, that, boy, that boy, that boy, he's going to go somewhere. He gonna do big things. I'm telling you. Y'all, I had to pull these things out the side of my, dang. My thing going backside itching. I don't know why it's muscular a bit back there or something. I don't know. But it don't feel too good. I need to put an alcohol pad on them. Hey, y'all, somebody got an alcohol pad. I need to put a pad back there because all that thing. They know it, that thing bunting me back there. A little old bump, that little old thing make all that noise like that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with that right there. But, hey, y'all, Greg Shell don't let me be on the show long because he said I don't know how to act. But they ram down to my shop. I'm sharp. I'm here in Orlando, Florida. And y'all come down to my church. My church is called Down by the River, Gil over Whitney Baptist Missionary Sanctuary through Cali and that church. And go ahead and send your cash app over to me because my door knocked and fell off my door, and I need to get it fixed. And now back to Greg Shell.
That's a hypocrite.
Hey, y'all. What's happening?
That's a hypocrite. I call it like I see it. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Who is
a hypocrite?
Is this Pastor Lula May?
This is Pastor Lula May Jones. And I just want to say that he's not a reverend. He might be. I don't even think reverend is in the Bible. But he's a hypocrite. And that's why he got an infection on his butt.
he said he had a bump on his butt. What in the world was that? Then he ran out of here.
He got pus.
It's rising.
He got
it's
rising.
Yeah.
What?
Hurts, and when it bursts, it's going to be stuff everywhere. All of it's poison. That's God's way of removing poison from our system. That's what our bodies are designed to do.
Pastor Lula May, what'd you say? What you were saying about Realm Dynamite? You say he had a demon. What'd you say that was?
Well, I say God, he puts boils on people, too.
He put the boil on his butt?
Yeah, God would put it on him.
Oh.
That's
so,
why it ain't coming out yet.
I hope he don't sit on his butt.
He's a hypocrite.
He's a hypocrite?
He's a full-blown hypocrite.
Oh. Well, y'all, we got like four minutes left for the show. That was just, wow. What y'all doing for Thanksgiving? Happy pre-Thanksgiving, everybody. I know everybody moving around, getting ready for Black Friday, Blue Friday, Autumn Friday.
Okay, can I say something, Pastor?
Shell, how are you doing today?
Yes. I'm doing good. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
This is Ngwala.
Who?
I'm from Nigeria. You know, Jerusalem, Ikayala, me, Kilandolose.
Ooh,
Hambename, you know.
Oh,
you
what,
that's
an African song? That's an African song.
He's African.
Oh, you African. You from Nigeria.
You African too. You're just African American.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm an African American.
You're African American because they took your people from Africa and brought them over here. And so now you are in America. So you're African American. I'm from Ghana.
Oh.
But I just want to say that the man, the pastor with the bump, we cannot judge that man. You know, we have to let the man be judged by God. We cannot judge him.
That's right. We can't judge him.
Hey, I got a guest over here jumping up and down, man. Like, man, when you gonna let me talk? When you gonna let me talk? Okay.
Go ahead and talk. You got 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay.
You got less than 1 minute.
Man. Hello there. How y'all doing out there in Radio Land? I've been knowing Wayne Cunningham for so many years, and he's been a blessing to our people. And we love him to death, and whatever he decides he wants to do, we're behind him 100%. Plus, with that, we got 2 minutes. I just wanted to say hello, and everybody calling me Joe. My name is Joe. So with that, Greg, I'm going to turn it back over here because I have got to run down in the country to feed the pigs down there in Upson County, Thomaston, Georgia. But that's a pleasure.
No.
Well,
so
what is this?
We're going to be doing a casting call. We're going to be doing a casting call for people who are trying to get in movies, TV shows, all that stuff right there. We get ready to get it in exclusively right here on the Greg Shell Show. You got to be a member. 1 minute left, Wayne. You got any closing remarks? This is my new manager, too, DJ Prayer, out of Atlanta.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
You got a minute.
I forgot what I was.
You got less than a minute. Huh?
Never mind, I forgot.
Let's talk tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Yeah,
hey, y'all,
I
want to thank y'all.
I got 2 things I want to say. Don't forget to check out OSKO. Go to YouTube. Records. 2 words. O-S-O-K. O-S-O-K. Records. Mila, M-I-L-A-X-O. She has songs on the radio. Check out her voice. I mean, you know, and give us support. Because I'm supporting Greg supporting me, and we all supporting each other. And all things work good for all the ones that love the Lord. That's it.
All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show.
Wait a minute, Greg. Wait. I was trying to look it up, but I can't find it.
Give it to him one more time, Wayne.
Let him go. What is it?
O-S-O-K Records, Mila X-O, M-I-L-A X-O. You can get that on all platforms. I'm on all platforms. I got 2 singles on the radio, Love is a Game and Range Rover. And you can follow me on Instagram at Yo, That's Mila XO. That's YODATSMILAXO.
For Yoda World Entertainment.
Shout out to Yoda World Entertainment.
Thank you, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all. And we want you guys to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. Keep it locked right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen live at www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. DJ Prayer, you out of here?
I'm almost out. Keep on praising God.
so much, and we'll catch you tomorrow, God's willing, if it's his will, and we thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Greg Shell Show. God bless. Peace.
Peace and God bless.